Trump's base thinks they can make America great by kicking out people they don't like, people with different heritage, faith, or color. Yet the evidence is that there are more and better jobs available in communities with more recent immigrants. A larger economy creates jobs and opportunities. It needs more goods and services. By contrast, the effort to get rid of people is what economists call a deadweight loss. Deadweight because it's costly, but produces nothing. We accomplish more working together than working against each other. America's great accomplishments have all come from making it easier to work together. Even before the Constitution, the states gave each other's citizens all the privileges and immunities they gave their own. Sadly, they left most African Americans in slavery, but they created a common economy to take advantage of America's size and scale. The Constitution tightened and enlarged those promises. A single economy gave us the resources to do what a great nation must do and do well. Before we could adopt what were called internal improvements like roads and canals, we had to learn that jealousy beggars us all. Projects wouldn't pass without spreading the benefits to the vast majority of us. The Washington administration designed the first American financial system. The Jefferson administration purchased the Louisiana Territory from the French and built what they called the National Road, connecting the seaboard with the Ohio River Valley. Steps like that laid the foundation for America to connect the oceans and stave off the European powers that still kept land and garrisons to our north, west, and south. The Civil War threatened everything, but for the fact that Lincoln kept the British from intervening on behalf of Confederate cotton, and he kept the Union together. American power solidified after the Civil War, made ours one country, ended slavery, and Lincoln signed the Transcontinental Railroad Act, the Homestead Act, and the act that built the great land-grant universities, which together laid the agricultural, commercial, industrial, and intellectual basis for America as the dominant 20th century power. We can't have a great nation by fighting among ourselves. We can't maintain national infrastructure by jealously keeping others from the benefits. We can't maintain a great education by fighting over whom to keep out. We can't continue to grow and prosper by jealously excluding each other from important national institutions. As Lincoln told us, a house divided cannot stand. Armed ethnic, religious, and racial animosities threaten American power and success. We're all threatened by domestic terrorists who target people because of the color of their skin, the words and language they use to pray, or where they came from. America's strength has always been Americans' ability to work together. Our major institutions understood the importance of cross-cultural cooperation. The U.S. Army worked to unify soldiers with different heritage, faith, or color, and who spoke different languages so that all could work as a team. Corporations unified their workforces, capped with ceremonies in which new Americans stepped out of what were labeled melting pots. Major sports leagues learned to take advantage of talent, regardless of where it came from. Schools taught each new wave of Americans about democracy and gave them the skills to participate in our government and our economy. It's time that all Americans get with the program for the greater good of us all, including any orange Americans.